Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, what a great joy it is for me to be with all of you this evening for this annual Mass for persons with special needs. I want to thank you for inviting me to celebrate this Mass with you and for you. Our thanks go in a special way to Father Yurok and Father Hecker, the parish priests here at Blessed Sacrament, and along with the gracious people of Blessed Sacrament for hosting us tonight and welcoming us so kindly. I'm also grateful for Father P.J. Vogelai, who will serve tonight as the sponsor for his sister in the Sacrament of Confirmation. Special thanks to Tom Rakunas, who directs our office for the ministries to persons with disabilities, as well as all those who collaborate with him in advice and who share with him in this important and life-changing service of our diocese. Thanks, one and all. I was reminded as I was reflecting upon the gospel that Father John so beautifully proclaimed for us of the famous Broadway musical, Fiddler on the Roof. A musical I saw many, many years ago when I was just entering high school. And if you recall that musical or saw it, you remember, I'm sure, a scene where Tevye, the main character, a Russian peasant, is somewhat arguing with his wife, Golda. And they've been married for over 25 years, an arranged marriage, which was the custom of their time. And they're arguing because one of their daughters, Hodel, wants to marry a man from the village who, to them, is unacceptable. And yet Hodel has managed to convince her father, Tevye, to allow this. And now it's Tevye's turn to convince his wife, Golda, to accept this marriage. And she argues with him and he says, well, he's not the right person. He's not from our faith. He doesn't share our values. And Tevye says, but they love each other. And Golda responds, what does love have to do with marriage? And Tevye then takes that conversation now and focuses it on their marriage. And he looks at his wife Golda and he sings, do you love me? Well, you know, if Father John can sing, so can the bishop. Do you love me? And Golda says, do I what? Do you love me? And Golda begins to recount all the things she does for him day after day. I cook your meals. I clean your clothes. I milk your cows. I've starved with you. I've done all of these things for you. And now you ask, do you love me? And Tevye wants to know. He wants to hear it with his own words, in her words. And so Golda, after this beautiful drawing out from her, says, yes, I suppose I do. I was reminded of this heartwarming scene from The Fiddler on the Roof as I thought and prayed about this beautiful gospel. And tonight, as it was proclaimed for us, I found myself gazing upon the beautiful stained glass window here of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and the lamb that he is holding in his arms. That's each one of us. And those lambs he has entrusted to the care of Peter. And so he asked Peter, do you love me more than these? Of course, Jesus knew that he loved him. He was the risen Lord. He knew already his heart. But he needed to hear those words. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He needed to give Peter an opportunity to undo his triple denial. I do not know the man, he said outside in the courtyard as Jesus was being condemned to death. three times. I do not know the man. And now three times he would confess or profess his love for him. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus' response to each of those questions is the key to understanding the dynamic of human divine love. Feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. The lambs that are Jesus's, belonging to now to him, are entrusted to Peter and his successors. You see, love is a movement of the heart and the will, going from mere emotion or sentimentality to a genuine care for the sheep of the Lord's flock. If this is absent in any way, shape, or form, this action, this decisive moment, then love fades and dissolves into nothing more than mere sentimentality. No, true love is born out in deeds of mercy and kindness and true care and compassion. Just like Golda's love for her husband Tevye was lived out each day in those daily actions of love. Peter would live out his triple confession of love for the rest of his life, feeding the lambs of the Lord's flock. And that action, this movement of the heart and the will, continues on in our day through the ministry of the church, the many ministries of the church founded on the rock of Peter. And as such, we too hear the Lord asking you and me, do you love me? Do you love me more than yourself? Do you love me more than this world? If in fact we love God more than ourselves, more than the world in which we live, then we must show that love in how we care for each other. Ours must be a love that imitates Christ's love day by day. Jesus had a special love, we know, for those who were castaways in the times in which he lived, those who were discarded because they were powerless, the sick, the poor, the disabled. The church takes up this ministry, as Pope Francis would encourage us, by being a church of mercy, compassion, and service. Just yesterday, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, issued an apostolic exhortation called The Joy of Love. And in reading it this morning, I found paragraph 7 to be particularly relevant for our gathering this evening. Here is what Pope Francis says. The Synod Fathers also called particular attention to families of persons with special needs, where the unexpected challenge of dealing with a disability can upset a family's equilibrium, desires, and expectations. Families who lovingly accept the difficult trial of a child with special needs are greatly to be admired. They render the church and society an invaluable witness of faithfulness to the gift of life. In these situations, the family can discover, together with the Christian community, new approaches, new ways of acting, a different way of understanding and identifying with others by welcoming and caring for the mystery of the frailty of human life. People with disabilities are a gift for the family and an opportunity to grow in love, mutual aid, and unity. We thank God tonight for our brothers and sisters, those who have and experience life as a disabled person. Whether those disabilities are physical, mental, educational, social, or otherwise, because our care for them is a unique opportunity for us to show the Lord's compassion and love, and thereby fulfilling the commandment that Jesus gave to Peter in tonight's gospel, to feed my lambs. Our ministry is not done out of a misguided sympathy, but as a genuine sign of love, hearing the clear and unmistakable call first addressed to Peter and then to us, take care of my sheep. If we do this, if we take care of the lambs entrusted to us by Jesus himself, then like Peter, we too can say, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." For Peter, that love brought him to his own cross, to the glory of new life, to be declared a saint of the church. That love will take us far in our own life and in our own destiny. That love for Peter and for us will never fade or die away, but will take us all the way to eternal life, to the glory of heaven. God bless you.